Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe DeSaw. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Randy Reddy. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Ponce. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk bunts towards third. Gantner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ponce scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law bunts towards third. Gantner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. DeSa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 1 in the game. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce is 0 for 1 in the game. Ponce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe DeSa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSa is 0 for 1 in the game. DeSa takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Romero scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Burris. Law moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeSaw hits a pop-up towards first. Ponce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reddy strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Riles moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce is 0-for-2 in the game. Ponce hits a line drive towards third. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gillen reaches second base with a double. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Gillen moves to third. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ponce scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSa scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Householder for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeSa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeSa hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reddy bunts towards first. DeSa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Yount reaches second base with a double. Romero moves to third. Juan Agosto now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce is 0 for 3 in the game. Ponce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.